He's in a medically induced coma. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, an NFL player injured during Monday Night Football. Damar Hamlin collapsed on the field moments after getting up from tackling a Cincinnati Bengal.
The Buffalo Bills tweeted out, "Damar Hamlin suffered a cardiac arrest following a hit in our game versus the Bengals. His heartbeat was restored on the field, and he was transferred to the UC Medical Center for further testing and treatment. He is currently sedated and listed in critical condition."
Fox's Garrett Tenney.
The game has been indefinitely postponed. Fans gathered outside of the hospital overnight, some of them holding candles, and the entire sporting world is offering their thoughts and prayers for Damar Hamlin and his family.
The new Congress gets to work today, but Republicans, now in control of the House, cannot agree on who should be Speaker. Most support Kevin McCarthy. Some don't or aren't sure, like Congressman Scott Perry, who tells Fox,
"Kevin has been in leadership for 14 years, and nobody came to this town saying, well, Washington is doing great. We don't want to change anything.
If McCarthy or someone else does not get the votes to become Speaker, the House cannot conduct business. Members can't even be sworn in, including Congressman-elect John James, who tells Fox,
"We squandered a majority in 2016, and because we couldn't figure our stuff out, we ended up handing the gavels back to Democrats in 2018. We need to work together. We need to figure this out."
Brian Koberger is due in court this afternoon.
The 28-year-old is expected to waive his extradition today and will then be taken by U.S. Marshals back to Moscow, Idaho, returning to the city where police say he stabbed four University of Idaho students to death inside of their off-campus home back in November. Then detectives say he drove off from the scene. Koberger was a student at Washington State. That's only about a 10-minute drive from that crime scene.
Fox's Alexis McAdams outside the court in Pennsylvania. New York City today, Frank James expected to plead guilty to charges from last year's subway attack that left 10 people injured. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
A police chief is being mourned in Brackenridge, Pennsylvania, near Pittsburgh, the day after Justin McIntyre was gunned down while on foot pursuit. Another officer was wounded by a gunman who then fled in a carjacked vehicle. He later crashed that and ran while in pursuit and then was killed in a gun battle with other officers. Missouri might make history today, executing the first transgender woman ever. A convicted murderer who transitioned 3 years ago while on death row.
Citing mental health issues, lawyers for death row inmate Amber McLaughlin are appealing to Missouri Governor Mike Parson for clemency. The 49-year-old whose death warrant was issued under the name Scott McLaughlin raped, strangled, and stabbed to death 45-year-old Beverly Ginther in 2003. McLaughlin was also previously imprisoned and listed on the Missouri Sex Offender Registry for the 1992 sexual assault of a 14-year-old girl. Two other convicted murderers were put to death in Missouri last year. Another is set to die next month. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A Georgia man is off the hook after being accused of a crime he did not commit.
Randall Reed was arrested in DeKalb County, Georgia in November based on a warrant out of Louisiana, charged with the thefts of luxury purses in Baton Rouge and Jefferson Parish. The problem, Reed says he's never been to Louisiana, adding he doesn't steal. Surveillance video was part of the evidence, which was how Reed was wrongly identified. But physical differences, like a mole on Reed's face, prompted the Jefferson Parish sheriff to rescind the warrant. The use of facial recognition has been criticized because some studies have shown it's far more likely to misidentify black people than white people. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise to start 2023, coming off a bad year when the Dow dropped 9%, the NASDAQ lost a third of its value. Futures are now higher. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.